What's going on, everybody? This is Ben from Retro Ben Gaming. With all the craziness happening in the world today, I decided to add a little positivity to it with this podcast. This podcast is going to focus on all things video games, whether it's discussing them, playing them, or just getting them on the cheap. Now, whether you're a PC player or a console player, I believe we all have something to add to this conversation. So I hope you enjoy the podcast, and as always, keep gaming. Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. In this week's podcast, we are going to talk about a game that a lot of people know about and always talked about, but I don't know if a lot of people actually played it. That game today is Excitebike on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I played it as a kid. I didn't like it too much as a kid. I like it better now as an adult. It was a little tough as a kid, but I know a lot of people have fond memories of it, but then they never actually played it. So maybe they watched people play it. I don't know. But without further ado, here is the breakdown. In Japan, it was released for the Famicom in 1984 and then ported to arcades as Versus Excitebike for the Nintendo Versus system later that same year. In North America, it was initially released for arcades in 1985 and then as a launch title for the NES later the same year. It is the first game in the Excite series. The game was a critical and commercial success. Designed and directed by Shigeru Miyamoto, the smooth side-scrolling game engine his team developed for Excitebike was later used to develop Super Mario Bros., which had the effect of Mario smoothly accelerating from a walk to a run rather than move at a constant speed. Excitebike has been released multiple times onto other Nintendo platforms such as the Wii and the Wii U via the Virtual Console and the Nintendo Switch via its online service. A sequel, Excitebike 64, was released in 2000 on the Nintendo 64, which was later followed by Excite Truck in 2006, Excite Bots Trick Racing in 2009, and Excitebike World Rally also in 2009 on the Wii. At the start of the game, the player can choose from five tracks in which to race. Whether the player chooses to race solo or against computer-assisted riders, there is a certain time limit. The goal is to qualify for the Excitebike Championship race by finishing at third place or above in the preliminary challenge race. The times to beat are located on the stadium walls for first place and in the lower left corner for third place. In any race, the best time is 8 seconds ahead of third place. When the player places first, a message appears. It's a new record. Additional points are earned by beating your previous set record time. The player controls the position of the red motorcycle with the Y-axis on the directional pad and controls acceleration with the A and B buttons. Using B causes greater acceleration, but also increases the motorcycle's temperature shown as a bar at the bottom of the screen. When the temperature exceeds its safe limits, the bar becomes full, and the player will be immobilized for several seconds while the bike cools down. Driving over an arrow will immediately reduce the bike's temperature. The pitch of the motorcycle's airborne trajectory can be modified with the X-axis of the directional pad. Left raises the front and right lowers the front. In the air, this rotates the bike, but can also be used to perform wheelies on the ground. Pushing up or down turns the handlebars left or right respectively when the bike is on the ground. If the player crashes by colliding with an opponent or ramp, or by landing badly from a jump, the rider is knocked off the bike and lands in the field. Pushing A repeatedly allows the rider to run back to the bike and continue the race. Excitebike has three modes of gameplay. In Section A, the player races solo. In Section B, CPU players join the player. They act as another form of obstacle. Hitting one from the rear will cause the player to fall off the bike. And any CPU riders hitting the player's rear wheel will cause them to fall off. In design mode, the players can build racing tracks. The player can choose hills and obstacles of various sizes and place them, represented by the letters A through S. The player can also choose where to finish the lap and how many laps there are, which is up to 9. After it is finished, the player can race the track in either Section A or Section B. The Japanese version of the game allows saving the player-created tracks to cassette tape, requiring the Famicom Data Recorder peripheral. Since this peripheral was only available in Japan and intended for use with Nintendo's Family Basic, track saving is effectively unavailable to American and European players, even though there are save and load options present within the in-game menus of those versions. The game's English manual states that save and load menu selections are not operable in this game. They have been programmed in for potential product developments. These options were removed with the e-reader version of the game. Unlike Wrecking Crew, Excitebike was never re-released for the Famicom Disk System in its original form. Subsequently, courses created within the various versions on the Wii Virtual Console releases in all regions can actually be saved to the Wii's internal memory. There are two enhanced versions, both titled Verse Excitebike. The first version was released for arcades in 1984, after the Famicom release. This game was based around the Verse's Unisystem unit. It is like its Famicom Disk System counterpart, though this version has the design option gone, and in the main game there are three difficulty levels, beginner, intermediate, and advanced, and there are seven tracks just like the Famicom Disk System version. This is the original game with the NES version shortened some tracks and rearrangement of track obstacles. For example, track 5 is a shorter modified version of the original track 7. In addition, there's no track editor. The first race is qualifier and has no CPU bikes as obstacles. They appear in the race mode. In reality, the player is only racing against the clock and does not compete with the other riders. They are only there as obstacles. As in real-life Supercross heat races, riders must complete the track in fifth position or higher to advance. The second was released for the Famicom Disk System peripheral in 1988. While the graphics and core gameplay are still the same, the FDS version has several distinctive features that the NES and arcade versions lack. First of all, the game features a versus mode named Versus Excite, in which two players compete against each other. The options include the maximum number of rounds to play, the track, and the number of laps for said track. Next, the music is completely different. None of the songs from the original game are present in this version, and a theme is playing during gameplay. The music is composed by Soya Oka. Also, the original Excite mode is based on the main mode of the arcade version, with minor differences such as a different color palette. Its rewritable disc format also allows the player to save created tracks. Excitebike, Bun Bun Mario Battle Stadium, that is a very weird name, also known as Mario Excitebike or BS Excitebike, not the best name either, is for the Japan-only Stellaview peripheral for Super Famicom. As a remake of Excitebike, the human racers have been replaced by Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Wario, Toad, and some of Bowser's Koopa Troopas. The concept of the game was unchanged except for a super mode where the player has unlimited turbo as well as the addition of coins. The coins are spread out on the courses and increase top speed, kind of like Mario Kart. The original Excitebike has appeared on several gaming platforms since its debut in 1984. A version of the game was released for the Japan-only NEC PC-8801 and Sharp X1 by Hudson Soft in 1985. Players can unlock the original game in NES emulation within its Nintendo 64 sequel, Excitebike 64. This is the first non-Japanese release of the original that has save game support and only one track can be saved. Players can unlock the game, one of several bonus NES games included, on the GameCube game Animal Crossing. In 2002, it was released as a 5 e-card set game titled Excitebike E for the e-reader, a device for the Game Boy Advance used for scanning special e-cards to play games, obtain information, or unlock special content. In 2004, it was released as part of the Game Boy Advance Classic NES series. As with the Nintendo 64 version, it can only save one custom track. The game was added to the European Wii Virtual Console on February 16, 2007, the same day as its spiritual successor, Excite Truck, was released there. The game was later added to the North American Virtual Console on March 19th. It was re-released in North America for the Wii U Virtual Console on April 26, 2013. The Nintendo DSi and 3DS also include a Excitebike visualizer. that is used while playing music from an SD card on Nintendo DSi Sound or 3DS Sound. Excitebike World Rally, a WiiWare game, was released for download on November 9, 2009. 3D Classics Excitebike was released on the Nintendo 3DS as a launch game for the Nintendo eShop in America, Japan, and Europe. The game was initially offered for free for a period, but then it was sold at $5.99 in the US. The game features 3D stereoscopic support and analog control support. This release was featured among other games for the Nintendo Entertainment System and Super NES to be released for the 3DS on a tech demo called Classic Games at E3 2010. The game allows the player to save up to 32 custom created tracks and can be played in either 2D or 3D. Excitebike was released on the Nintendo Switch in the Nintendo eShop on September 21st, 2018 by Hamster Corporation as part of the Arcade Archive series. I don't know if there's actual hamsters working at that corporation. That'd be pretty interesting. Excitebike is one of the video games used as a basis for the manga titled Famicom Rocky, published by Korokoro Comics from 1985 to 1987. There you go for your manga fans. Hobby is the main character of Excitebike and is one of the video game characters that were adapted for the manga titled Hobby's Famicom Seminar from 1988 to 1990. Japanese, they love their manga. The game, alongside 20 other games, was included in the NES Classic Edition, Nintendo Classic Mini, Nintendo Entertainment System released by Nintendo on November 11, 2016. An Excitebike trophy, sticker, and spirit can be obtained in each installment of the Super Smash Bros. Series. A bunch of 8-bit bikers from the game appear in Brawl, where they can be summoned through an assist trophy. The Zelda expansion pack for Mario Kart 8 and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe includes Excitebike Arena. A biker from Excitebike appears in Super Mario Maker as an unlockable Mystery Mushroom costume as part of an update. In Japan, Game Machine listed Versus Excitebike on their January 15, 1985 issue as being the fifth most successful table arcade unit of the month. Wow, the fifth most successful of the month. Okay. The game was number 13 on the Replay Arcade software charts in December 1985. The game has received generally positive reviews. Allgame gave Excitebike its highest possible rating of 5 stars. The review referred to the game as a staple of many NES collections, praising its graphics as cute and its control as simple that still requires strategy to apply properly. The review noted the design mode as the first of its kind in a console game and greatly extends the life of the title by featuring 19 different composites you can piece together to build your own course. IGN praised the NES version in 2007. One of the original NES games, Excitebike was one hell of a ride 23 years ago, and it still is today. IGN praised it as a ridiculously addictive, and that it proved video games don't need to have flashy graphics or complex AI to actually be fun. Sure, there are other racing games out there today, hundreds of them. This one may not necessarily be better than the recent stuff, but it's unique, addictive, and demonstrates what gaming is really about. IGN ranked Excitebike as the 14th best game on the NES. It's not really the most positive review. It's kind of like, that's the best of what they got. GamesRadar ranked it as the 12th best game on the NES Classic Edition, saying that it has aged well with a great sense of speed while driving and an excellent sense of balance while jumping and landing. Game Informer ranked the game 44th on their top 100 games of all time. Kotaku editor Jason Schreier was less enthusiastic about Excitebike when comparing it to the other games available on the NES Classic Edition. He ranked it as the worst game on the console, saying it's truly awful video game, but no further explanation is done why. Jason Schreier of Kotaku is an asshat, and I could care less about his opinion, and neither should you. The side-scrolling gameplay of Excitebike played an important role in the development of Super Mario Bros. In 1985. The same Miyamoto-led team that developed Excitebike went on to develop a 1985 NES port of side-scrolling beat-em-up Kung Fu Master in 1984 called Kung Fu. Miyamoto's team used the technical knowledge they had gained from working on both side-scrollers to further advance the platforming athletic game genre they had created with Donkey Kong. I don't know how athletic game Donkey Kong is, but anyway. And were key steps towards Miyamoto's version of an expansive side-scrolling platformer. While working on Excitebike and Kung Fu, he came up with the concept of a platformer that would have the player strategize while scrolling sideways over long distances and has colorful backgrounds rather than black backgrounds. Super Mario Bros. Utilized the fast-scrolling game engine Miyamoto's team had originally developed for Excitebike, which allowed Mario to smoothly accelerate from a walk to a run, rather than move at a constant speed like in earlier platformers. Well, there you have it, guys. A little brief history of Excitebike. You say that enough and it sounds like you're saying Excitebike, so you really got to emphasize Excitebike, especially all the E stuff involved with this game. Very frustrating. But check out my video where I play Excitebike on my YouTube channel. Just look up Retro Ben Gaming on YouTube and you'll find it. Hope I can impress you guys, or at least beat the game, or third place, just not look stupid. How about that? But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I think the next one we're going to do is going to be Gunstar Hero on the Sega Genesis. That should be a fun one. You guys go out there, play some Excitebike. Tell me how bad I am. Tell me how good I am. Either way, enjoy your weekend and keep on gaming. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please take a second to subscribe. And if you want to get a hold of me, you can at retrobengaming@gmail.com. Thanks again, and as always, keep gaming.